And welcome back to Coast with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. We will come back in a moment and we'll give you those of you who are Life Paths 8 and 9. We'll give you those. And, of course, we'll get to your calls on Coast to Coast. We will need your birth month, day, and your year. And then Glynis will go to town for you. George Norrie back with you, along with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Her website is exactly that, numberslady.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Glynis, the life paths 8 and 9, we didn't finish them up yet.
Right. So if you're an 8 life path, what I would say is they are drawn to quality in life. They can't help it. So that means they could walk in a store and they're drawn to the most expensive. They have no idea that it's the most expensive, but they love the beauty of it. So if you want to win them over, you pay attention to what they like, and if you surprise them with something they mentioned they liked, oh, my goodness. They feel heard, George, and it makes them grateful. So that's desire in love. The nine, because it's the old soul, they don't know how to ask for help. They just try to do it all by themselves. So if you literally say to them, do you need help? Is there anything I can do to help? They are blown away. It's like they feel loved and appreciated. So those are key little points of each life path number.
Interesting take on that.
Mm-hmm.
And what determines the numbers for people in terms of, you know, how they end up being who they are?
When we are born, that time that you're born, they say it's like a sound. And if you go back to Pythagoras, you know, they called him the father of harmonics as well. So in other words, it is a sound. When you meet a person, when they speak, it resonates. Same idea. When you're born, you come through with a certain set of numbers. You have a life path, which is what we just did a little appetizer on. Full date of birth reduced to one digit. The day you're born is significant. Your month and day reduced to one digit is significant. And those are the three numbers we look at in our birthday. Then the birth certificate name gives you your destiny number. And what people don't understand, let's say you were adopted and it said baby boy, you would break down baby boy to find your destiny number, George, because that's your original name. But the name you go by right now is the most revealing. So when you say, hey, I'm George Norrie, that's what people pick up when they meet you. It's the vibration from that name. So it's really powerful to know, hey, if I just study my numbers and I embrace the positive side, I can have a life that is fulfilling to me.
We had an astrologer on last night, Glynis, and she believes that astrology is very close to numerology,
yes.
Even though there's alignment of stars. You agree with that?
Completely. Here's why I agree with that. When I meet a gifted astrologer and they interpret a person, although they're dealing with their planets and what, you know, when they were born, what city, what time, they still pick up those vibrations. And when they define the energy, it's similar to numerology. And when it comes to an actual conclusion of accuracy, I find the gifted astrologer reaches the same conclusions that I would by numbers.
Interesting take on all of that. And you've been doing this for a long, long time. Have you found that you've perfected even your own skills?
I would tell you, first of all, I feel incredibly blessed to be consistently accurate to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I do see this as God-given. Now, that one is clear for me. I was raised Catholic. I happen to like my faith. I like prayer. But I see this as a tool to help people get happy. And I do think, why wouldn't God want to gift us with some things to help us on this planet? You know, while we're going through our life experience, isn't it possible to have tools to make your life easier? That's what numerology is. So I would say my gift is stronger than it's ever been. But that's years and years of research.
If somebody listening to the show tonight, you know, runs their numbers and then runs the number of their relationship and realizes, oh, my God, these numbers don't match. Mm. What should they do about it? What do they do?
Well, here's how that works. Let's say you've got your six numbers and you're doing a chart comparison and you have one or two challenge numbers. It means you can agree to disagree. If you have three challenge numbers out of six, you both have to commit to working to keep it healthy. If you have four or more, George, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, sometimes people will say to me, maybe a woman will call here and tell me, you know, she's going through a lot with her husband. She's afraid he might be cheating. Well, as we go through the numbers, she realizes that although I see the insights in the numerology, she knew it. In her gut level, she was ignoring that voice. So numbers give you another way to look at it, right? And it's on paper. You've seen me break these numbers down. You've seen what it looks like.
All right, let's have some fun with the calls. I'll give you the birth dates first, and we'll go to the caller. We will start by going with July 28, 1957. July 28, 1957. We go to Kathleen in Seattle. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I finally made it on the program.
Perfect. Perfect. And you've been calling for about an hour, so I'm glad you got through.
Yeah, and I got to get back in my vehicle. I'm doing something that, without telling Glennis, might pick up on in my life path, but let me get back in my vehicle.
You have a kitty in the car?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a kitty in the car?
You can hear it. I'm not feeding my feral cat. All right.
So, Kathleen, let me tell you just some quick things about your birth numbers, and then if you had a specific question. You take the full date of birth, in your case, 7/28/1957. That's a three life path. Now, a three is automatically a communicator. So I know you're a girl who definitely has opinions about how life should be. And when someone's in trouble, it is not hard for you to give advice, correct?
I don't know.
But do you give advice when someone's troubled?
Only if they ask.
Okay. All right.
So let me tell you something else that goes on here with Kathleen. I would say no matter what, she does do that. But she has an eight attitude. And the eight is a challenge to her life path number. So that means sometimes people misinterpret Kathleen. Like you can feel they misunderstand who you are or where you're coming from. Even when you say you're helping with the feral cats, how many cats are those?
How many, Kathleen?
It's varied over the years, but I feed about 10, 12 sites every night. But I had a different question beyond that. But anyway,
Ask a question, but I'm talking about you as a person.
Okay.
The three has compassion for the planet, but it makes sense that it's the animal. You can't stand to see anyone abandoned or vulnerable. That comes from your numerology. So go ahead and ask your question, Kathleen.
I'm 61. I'm thinking of retiring next year. The next phase of my life. I don't know if I'm should or going to, and if I'll be by myself the rest of my life. What's the next chunk of my life?
Okay. So right now you're in a personal year of one, which is about starting the brand new cycle. It's like for 9 years, you're going to go through this whole new cycle. Next year, you go into a cycle of two, which does invite love, Kathleen. But you have to be proactive. You know, when we haven't had good relationships, it's hard to attract one that's healthy unless we're willing to do, let's say, affirmations, which George knows I'm about that.
Yep.
There, I have a CD called Affirmations to Attract Healthy Love. If you want to be proactive and start doing an affirmation to heal that part of you, you could absolutely attract someone in that new cycle. You are not destined to be alone. That's not why you're here.
Thanks, Kathleen. We'll move on with some more calls because they are lining up, Glynis, like mad here. The next one is November 22, just had a birthday, November 22, 1982. And we're going to go to Alex in Redondo Beach, California. Hey, Alex, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call, George. I appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Go ahead, Glynis.
Alex?
Yes.
Do you have a specific question?
I would like to know. I had some new business sectors that I'm going into, and kind of it's been tough. It's been an uphill battle, but I'm wondering how it's going to be, you know, in the last part of the year and in 2019.
Okay. I like that. All right. So a couple things. Because you're born the 22nd, that's a master number. It means you feel called to master your life. It also means you're very self-critical. Like that little voice that says, if I can't do it perfectly, I don't want to do it. How true has that been with you?
Yes, it's been very true, yeah.
Yeah, and then ultimately, you're an 8 life path. So, George, when we talk about numbers, the numbers 2, 4, 8 are business-minded. Now, they're supposed to be in charge of what they do. So, Alex, is this your business that you're working on, or is it for somebody else?
It's my business with several of the people that are partners.
Okay. Let me just say, in your numerology, if they give you space to do it your way, that's when you excel. That's you at your best. And this year, you're in a personal year of 8. So I want to ask you, how's it going, like, with the health? you know, neck pain, shoulder pain, lower back, any of that stuff.
Oh, my God. You know, you hit it right on the mark. I'm having all those right now. I'm having some shoulder pain and back pain. I was in a kind of some minor car accidents last year. But, yeah, I'm having all those issues right now as we speak. So.
Right. And here's why that's happening, George. When I said the world number two, remember, he's got the 4 and 8. The number two is in alignment with him, but it means you're internalizing, Alex. When you get frustrated, it's all going inside instead of getting it out of you. Are you writing things down? Like, do you keep your list of what you're trying to make happen?
Yes, but, I mean, I'm a writer by nature. I'm a journalist, so I do a lot of writing, but I do need to do better.
Here's my suggestion, and I know this works. Get one of those little digital recorders. And when you get frustrated, just literally tape it, talk it all out, listen to it once, and hit delete. That's going to stop getting you sick. It'll stop going inside your body. That's what I'm talking about. But as for the future, this is a guy who should go to look up the power of 8 when we talked about 8, because you're an 8 life path and a personal year of 8, and start doing a prosperity affirmation, Alex, to flip the money, because you can do this. You can do this.
Good luck, Alex. Hope that works for you. I liked your advice about trying to get the toxicity out of somebody.
Out of his body.
Yep.
Yeah, he keeps bringing it in. And, you know, if when people ask me, okay, what patterns do you see, the number 4 and 8, they're the ones who hit their head before they learn. And as a result, they get in stuck inside them. So it's like if he just audio tapes it, hears it once, lets it go, he will not get sick. He'll start to feel much better.
Our next caller is calling for her daughter and the daughter's birth date. This is cool. 8888. I love that.
8888.
And horrible hand at blackjack, by the way, if you're playing blackjack.
Yeah.
You don't want 2 8s, but if you do, you do.
And yet let's it go ultimately to, works out. Okay, is she
let's
there?
Go to Deborah in Bay City, Michigan. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
What a great birth date for your daughter, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was a
special one for sure. 8, 8, 8. Okay, Glennis, take it away.
Okay, so, Deborah, give me your date of birth, too. And remember, whenever I counsel, I need to know the energy that's asking about someone to understand their relationship.
Okay.
So go ahead, Deborah. What's your date of birth?
64.
One more time, Deb.
10-5-64.
Okay, What is the specific question with her? Like, how are you doing in your relationship with her right now?
Pretty good. It's been tough sometimes, but we're doing better. I'm wondering, is she going to make me a grandma?
Oh, good. Excellent question. Is she married yet or not?
Yes.
Okay. This is the good news. One, I'm going to tell you why you butt heads, okay? She's very strong-minded. She's very opinionated.
She is.
And because you're an 8 life path, so are you. Like, you have strength, but you actually have that soulmate connection I talk about. That means good or bad, when it's over, it's never over. So you guys have to find ways to compromise to make it work.
Yeah.
But guess what? Her life path number is a 6, and that is mother energy. So if she goes for it and has a child, she will be so happy, like much more than she realizes. That when you have that number, your birthday number, you should have a child.
She is going to?
I said you should. I can't make her get pregnant.
You've got all kinds of powers, Glennis. Come on.
George, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You're working with the Chinese developing embryos and everything else. I know.
But I'm saying that here's what's beautiful. Let's say the daughter's a hard worker and she's got a career. When you're a 6 life path and you have a child, you just fall so in love with your kid you can't believe you wasted any time not having your child. That's what I mean. So she'd be a good mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's a great big sister, and she's always, you know, have had that maternal instinct.
Listen, she's a complete nurturer. And I have advice for you regarding her, by the way. I know it's natural when she says something to have your own opinion and strongly say it. I'm suggesting just bite your tongue a little more with her and try to be more of a cheerleader. Because sometimes she rebels, and that's not even what you're looking for. You love her. You want her to be happy, but part of it will be a child.
Thanks, Deborah. You should have been a counselor. Did you know that?
I am. You know, I've done.
I guess you are.
1,000 reads, George, and it is counseling for sure. By the numbers, that's just my tool.
Have you ever seen somebody's numbers that are so scary to you that you almost ran out of the room?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say to you, sometimes I will look on paper And I will see a number pattern where I'm like, oh, dear. Like, I know what can go wrong with that pattern when it goes to its negative side. And then what I do is I counsel them to help them get out of it. So, you know, people are grateful when you understand them, because we live, when you live with someone else and they're critical of you all the time, you're afraid something's wrong with you. So when I'm able to look at your numerology and understand you, it's instant peace of mind. And then when I give you tools to get to the positive, you're willing to use them because you know I'm not judging you. I'm just helping you understand. But yes, I have seen patterns where I'm like, oh, dear.
Here we go.
We've got to work that out.
Let's grab one more quick call before the break. October 18, 1970. 10-18, 1970. We're going to first-time caller Chris in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Chris, do you have a question first for Glynis?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Hi, Glynis. Nice
hi.
To speak with you, and you too, George.
Thank you.
Yes, the question that I have is, I've been shooting for a goal here in my entire life, and it's just I can't seem to achieve it. And, you know, I've pretty much sacrificed a lot in my life, so it's not happening. I'm getting older. I'm in my 40s. I just turned 48. And I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, Chris, let me ask you, first of all, is it creative? Is it a creative dream that you've had that you're trying to make happen?
It's absolutely.
Tell me, is it performing? Tell me what it is.
It's being a solo artist, a musician, and songwriter.
There you
Thank
go, Glynis.
So, George, notice how he didn't tell me what it was, but I knew it.
But
like,
you
knew
it. You felt it.
Yeah,
you're spot on.
Chris, here's what's going on here.
We got a minute left before the break.
Life path, and you're born on a 9 day. That number is creativity, but it can have old scars from the original family. So I have to ask, when you were growing up, did you feel supported in this dream or not?
Not at all. Not at all.
Thank
I have
you.
No relationship with my father.
That's right. So no one helped you, but you don't have to give up on this dream. No, you do not. I have a friend right now who just turned 62 and released an album. She did it in Canada. It's doing phenomenally well. She is making very good money. You don't have to quit. Don't put a number on it. You are gifted. Why would I know that? 369 are communicators. They must express themselves. When you perform, are you not in heaven? Isn't that when you're happiest?
Probably is. About 30 seconds left, Glynis.
Okay. So with Chris, is he still there? And if he is...
He's listening. Yeah.
Okay. Chris is going to shoot me an email. Just go to numbersnitty.com and say, Glynis, I just write these words. I'm the 99. What was your advice? And I'm going to give him something special to help him make this happen. He's living in the past, George, and that's why it's not happening. He's got to be in the moment and trust the process.
And by the way, let your friend who just cut this record, the CD, get me a clip for Tom, and he'll put it on Emerging Artists that we do on the first Sunday of every month, okay? We'll do that. And we're going to come back and take final calls with Glynis McCants. You know, we try to participate in so many things, so many good causes to help people. And producer Tom Danheiser and T.D. Clark Entertainment got together a couple of years ago and created the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD to assist veterans. It's something that's very dear to Tom's heart and mine, of course. But this is his baby, and they produced the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD. I'll tell you how you can get it in a second, because it is very lowly priced. But Tom just wants you to get the CDs and help the veterans as well. I want you to listen to Jim Pierce, one of our Coast to Coast guests. He's on the CD. All the songs on the CD are just fantastic. You can just play them on Christmas Eve, play them on Christmas whenever you want, but it's cool. But the proceeds go to help assist veterans. So how do you get the CD? Couple ways. One, just go to our website in the highlight reel. Just click the picture of the Holiday Magic CD, and you can order through Amazon that way. Or if you go to Amazon.com, in the search bar, put in Holiday Magic Coast Style. in the CD version, you know, when they give you the categories of what you want to look for, and that'll pop up, and you can order it that way, and they'll get it to you before Christmas, and enjoy it. There's some great other musicians and artists on there, including Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, donated his time. Our guest, Pat Boone, who's on tomorrow for the first hour before Linda Moulton Howe, he donated a song. Good old Lionel Fanthorpe is on. I sing a song. We played a little clip of that last night. So go pick up the Coast Style, the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD. And we're talking about intuition next hour here on Coast to Coast. We've got Glynis McCants now talking about numbers and numerology. And 2019 overall, Glynis, do you think we'll be surprisingly nice for people?
I think that people are going to feel that difference. If we're talking about frequency of vibration, we're going to a higher frequency than we're in right now. Right now, we're in a really reactive time, and we're not listening. Next year, it's more about we're going to have a real conversation. I have something to say, now you listen to me, and then I take your information, and we have a breakthrough. It's about compromise. And there is something your audience wants to know. December, when I keep saying this year's not over, this month of December is a big deal, George. It breaks down to the 12 energy, 1 plus 2 is 3. So you might say there's a little taste of what's to come, right?
Because is that a good thing?
I think so, sure. I think when this happens, when you're in December and you have the one that's pushing you forward, just like that caller, the guy who's kind of in despair about his career, he's 48, he's afraid he has to give it up. That cycle, December says, don't you dare. Do something about it. Be proactive. And the two invites the possibility of meeting someone. If you've been single for a long time, this month of December says, hey, go out there, mingle. Socialize. Don't sit at home and feel sorry for yourself. And then the three says, okay, time to see my friends again in person. Time to connect with my family in person. So, yeah, I see this month of December as being a powerful time to do a lot before that new year begins.
Well, and everybody wants to have a great December, Glynis. I mean, it's that holiday season.
Absolutely. But remember, that world number, because it is about love. See, this is what's interesting. It really was about love, peace, and harmony. But the shadow side is defensiveness and anger. And I just think, and maybe it's just because there's so much exposure with headlines, we are inundated with the negative, aren't we? When do you get the headline that's good news, George?
Nobody ever does. I mean, even when we produce television casts in St. Louis and Detroit, wherever I worked, Minneapolis,
yeah.
We never led with a fun story. Nobody ever starts off a newscast by saying, well, a cat got taken out of a tree today. Instead, you talk about the accident, the fires, the homes that get burned. I mean, that unfortunately is the news business.
Right. I remember your executive producer, Lisa, once said, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's right? The old saying. Yep.
But I say, because I've noticed something, even on Twitter, I keep coming across these fun videos where you see triumph, whether it's the dog who got, you know, a snake went after the dog, but the kids tackle that big snake and rescue the dog. You know, it's things like that that I'm seeing. I do think people want good news. More now, there's more of a hunger for it because we've been deprived for quite some time.
I think so, too. Back to the calls we go with Glynis McCants. Let's start with April 22, 1970. April 22, 1970, Anita's with us in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Anita. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. You have a question first for Glynis?
Relationship and what are my numbers?
What are those numbers?
All right. And your first name was, I'm sorry.
Anita, and I think she's a six, isn't she?
No problem. All right, Anita, the first thing I'd tell you, have you been married yet at all? Have you been married?
Yes.
Okay, how long did that last?
3 years.
And were you the one who said, I can't do this anymore? What happened?
Yes. It was very abusive.
That's right. So, George, this is something you can relate to. She is ultimately a seven life path. And when a seven's been through a bad experience, your inner voice says, I'd rather be alone than suffer.
No, she's a six life path.
No, she's not.
4, 22, 70, right?
19, Grasshopper. 19, 70.
Hold on. 4 and 2 is 6.
Yes.
And 2 again.
Yes, that's so an that's 8. And then 19 is 1. That's a 9. And then 7.
What 19? Oh, that's right. I just added the 70. You got to add the 19, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
and
what tricked me.
Believe me, people make that same mistake.
Forgive me, my queen. Forgive me.
But Anita, you knew that's who you were. You know darn well that if you feel you're in a relationship, you'd rather be alone than suffer. And remember, right. Because the seven does enjoy their alone time, but because she's born the 22nd, that's the part that says, but I'd welcome a partner. If I could meet a decent person, I would welcome someone to share my life with. And then you have an 8 attitude. That tells me you are outspoken and direct. True, Anita?
Yes.
Well, after being married 16 years to Mr. Charlie, I can assure you, biting your tongue, it behooves you on occasion. You just have to. Even though you're right.
On your part or Charlie's?
I'm telling you with my husband, if you're in a relationship, and this is my advice to Anita because she would welcome a love relationship, sometimes you just have to bite that tongue and say, you know what? I know I'm right in this scenario, but I'm going to let it slide because then there's more compromise. But what you will not tolerate, and nor should you, is any abuse. No one has the right to lay a finger on you, and if someone's always verbally abusing you, you need to get out. But I say right now you're in a cycle of one. This new year, 2019, you go into a cycle of two, which means if you choose to be proactive, you could attract love in that cycle. It's a good year for love. Next year for you, Anita.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Good luck, Anita. How about that? It's amazing your accuracy rate, Glynis. And,
I say this
in all due compliment. It's incredible.
Well, and I will say this. If you do something, just like you with radio, when you do something all the time, you're going to get very good at it, right? Otherwise, you should quit. And I wouldn't know how to quit numerology. To me, this has been such a healing tool to help millions of people. It's the perfect way for me to help them get on the road they want to be on, just like Anita. That woman is scarred, the gal that we just talked to. She got hurt. And when you are a seven, you don't forget. Your mind is a lethal place, okay? She plays those tapes again and again. I did create a CD called Affirmations to Attract More Kindness, and it's just to make sure that the people who come into your world are nice to you. And Anita needs that, too, so she can reach out to me. I will be there for her as well.
You're there for everybody, my dear.
I am.
You really are. And forgive me for making that number error. I will never do it again.
George, I adore you for doing that. People do it constantly. I will get people saying, you said I was a 5, but I'm a 6. I'm like, wait a second, you forgot the 19.
You have to have the 19 out there.
Yeah, because
that's
it's
exactly
that number
right.
One. And when you add it, then you see the life path number. The correct.
All right. Next up, we go to December 20th, 1954. December 20th, 1954. Teresa's with us in Culver City, California. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Great to be here. Pleasure to speak with you, Glynis.
Hi.
Hi.
How about a question, Teresa? And Glynis will get rolling here with you.
Where is my health going and my relationship with my son?
Okay. So the first thing I want to say, if you have the number 2 in your birth date numbers, Teresa, this year has been wreaking havoc on the health of people that have that 2. So this year has not been easy in that way. But what you've got to do is now be proactive. Like, what are you doing about your diet? What's going on with your food?
Supplementation.
Okay, supplementation. I am finding, and again, when I counsel people, we kind of look for the best tools out there. Alkaline eating. Have you looked at a book like that? Any books about that? I'm telling you, for your chart, you're born on a 2-day, 6 life path, 5 attitude. And just so you know, Teresa, that means even if you wanted this life to be smooth sailing, the 5 always invites a little bit of chaos and a little bit of drama. And it's the 2 that can't handle it, and that's why they can get sick. But there's a wonderful book. Just you could go to Google and just type in alkaline diet, and there is phenomenal food that will make you instantly feel better. Because you're asking, how can I feel better? That would be great for you.
Okay.
And then the sun, what's up with the sun? What's his date of birth?
8/20/80.
8/20/1980.
Thank you, George, for that 19, because that's right.
I'll never forget these again.
He's right. Okay. Now, the son, where is he now?
He's about 50 miles out. He's here.
Okay.
In California? Okay.
Yeah. Because when it comes to communication, how do you feel you do with him?
Not good.
Okay, so let me explain why that is true, George. He is a one life path. You are a sixth life path. That's like two superpowers coming together to try to have a conversation.
Right.
When there's a breakdown, he gets defensive, and he thinks you're trying to control him, but you're not. Because you're a six, you literally are trying to help him avoid those pitfalls in life. You're just trying to make it better, but he doesn't hear that, Teresa.
Okay.
He misinterprets. So my suggestion, I would do it as a note. Like, write him a note, always start out. What's his first name?
Tim.
Did she say Tim or
Tim?
Sam?
Tim.
Timothy, yeah.
Okay, so I would say, Tim, I love you. I am your mom, and I am your number one support. I'm sorry that there's always this breakdown in communication, but I want you to know I'm here for you. Because he wants to be successful. So is he having trouble? What is the work he does? What's up with him?
He's doing great. He's an IT person. He's doing fantastic.
Okay, so if he's doing well, then where do you think the breakdown is? Is it relationship? Is he in one right now? Are you
no.
not allowed to be there? What is it, Teresa?
We just don't communicate very well.
Right, but so this is what George asked about earlier. That's called a challenge number in numerology. The one and the six challenge each other. It's a breakdown in communication. But if you want to commit to learning this, like in my book, I define these numbers, and you could communicate in a new way so Tim can hear you, and then you can heal this relationship. I have had mothers heal relationships with daughters who had not talked to them in years. You can fix this, but you also need to know the best that you taught him, he's using right now in his career. If he's on fire, that's what you want.
All right. Take that advice, Teresa. Thanks for being on the program.
Yeah.
So we'll take a couple more calls before we got to wrap it up. It's pretty fast. Things are clicking along.
Yeah.
You all ready for Christmas, Glynis? I haven't even started yet. How about you?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't even want to see a tree until December hits. I have a hard time with the Christmas before December.
They put the stores put them up awfully fast, don't they?
Yes.
They're trying to get people into that buying mood.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work for me. Once December hits, I'm going to right around the 10th. I get very excited. Oh, Christmas is coming. But otherwise,
if Jeff Bezos from Amazon had been to you years ago before he started, gave you his birth date, you probably would have said, well, get into this business of selling books online. You'll do well.
Well, here's what would have happened. He would have given his numbers, and let's say they were entrepreneurial, and he said he had an idea. I would have said, yeah, pursue it. Because remember, sometimes people say, Glynis, what's the career that's good for me? I'm like, give me three options of what you think you're called to do, and I can tell you which one is right for you by the numbers. That's what.
Next up, January 4, 1966. January 4th, 1966. Joy is in Alaska. Hello there, Joy.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for your show. And Glynis, I do love your monthly newsletters.
Oh, good. Yes. Looking forward to the new one coming right up in December.
I absolutely.
Couple minutes to go, Glynis. Joy, you have a question first for her?
I have a couple of questions that might just roll into one. I'm unexpectedly looking for a new job, thinking about going out and starting my own career. I'm thinking about relocating, and I have a 36-year-old long love that recontacted me, and I'm wondering if he's my soulmate.
Hmm. All right, go ahead, Glynis, and just thought I'd cut you off.
We have. We can't cover all that, but I will say this. The job, tell me what you would do if you had your own company. Tell me what that is.
I love to bake, and I want to go into holistic medicine.
Okay, George, she's born on a four-day, just like you are. And what did
make marijuana cookies. No, I'm kidding.
Born on a four-day means seeking knowledge, so she's learned a lot, and she can use it in her business. But you're talking about food? Is it? And you said it's about healing, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Joy, you've got to take advantage of this. You know, you're in a cycle of seven right now, which means if you trust that inner voice, it's not going to fail you. It's not an accident that you feel called to do it. And in the new cycle, you go into a cycle of eight, which is about making money, establishing more security. Go for it.
That's the way to do it. Thanks, Joy. Appreciate it. Glynis, we only got about 40 seconds left. For people who want your books, where can they find them?
They can go to numberslady.com, and also that 2019 numerology calendar is now available for your audience, and it's just picking the best dates to schedule most important things. So it's numberslady.com or call toll-free 1-877-686-2373.
Where you have your husband, Charlie, waiting by the phone, I bet.
Yeah, 686-2373. I do have girls who work for me during the week. You can call and ask for what we offer, but I'm definitely here to make your life easier.
Glynis, if we don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, dear, have a great, before Christmas, have a great Christmas.
You too. Absolutely. Have a great Christmas.
Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Up next, let's talk about intuition.